Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-pats through my brain.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. One of the most extraordinary weeks in the history of the American musical began on Wednesday, September 16, 1925. Over the next six nights, four important musicals opened to run along with another half dozen that had just opened or were about to open. Broadway was nothing but melody.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
During the 1920s, operettas and musical comedies vied for the public's affection. The older form was European, formal, romantic, melodious. The newer was up to date, urban and youthful, romantic and sexy at the same time. Sigmund Romberg and Dorothy Donnelly's Student Prince had opened a year earlier and was still running. But here came Jerome Kern, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein's irresistible musical comedy, Sonny. From one, an aria. From the other, a gentle melody as sweet and familiar as a lullaby. Jerry Hadley and Mario Lanza, Golden Days, and Jack Buchanan and Elsie Randolph, Do You Love Me?
Down where the Neckar flows swiftly along, nestles a town that is famous in song. Laughing lads roam through its streets so quaint. No one's a sinner, much less a saint. Twilight comes stealing and a moonlight shines down, painting with silver old Heidelberg town. Hark how the echoes are ringing with their song. Laughing they circle their glasses all night long. Golden days in the sunshine of our happy youth. Golden days full of innocence and full of truth. In our hearts we remember them all else above. Golden days, days of youth and love.
You love me, you mean it all. You promise to love me always, forever.
Thank you.
Jerry Hadley and Mario Lanza Golden Days, and Jack Buchanan and Elsie Randolph, Do You Love Me? You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Actually, the build-up started earlier that month with the opening of Rudolf Schrimmel, Herbert Stoddard, Otto Harbach, and Oscar Hammerstein's operetta Rosemarie. It lasted 557 performances thanks to a richly melodic score and a story set in the rugged Saskatchewan territory. It's got trappers and mounties and what used to be called half-breeds, and of course, a beautiful young woman. Nelson Eddy starred in the 1936 movie with Jeanette MacDonald. Eddy sings the title song.
Divinely designed, as graceful as the pines above you. There's an angel's breath beneath your sigh. There's a little devil.
Nelson Eddy, Rosemarie. The extraordinary week began on Wednesday, the 16th of September, when Vincent Heumann's and Irving Caesar's No No Nanette began its run of 321 performances. The show was about three couples who end up in the middle of a blackmail scheme in Atlantic City. At one point, an older woman suggests to someone younger that a steady boyfriend is better than a lot of flirtations. Helen Gallagher, Too Many Rings Around Rosie.
In an early childhood day, when December seemed like May, ring around the rosy with the boys I used to play. Tommy, Andy, Harold, Joe ate my candy, then would go. I tried to please them all, did you know? That's why not one became my beau. Too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring. Too many beaus when she should have one, you know, will never bring her a ring around her finger. One little name to remember is better than having a string. It doesn't hurt to flirt a bit, but use it as bait. Make your match, make your catch before it's too late. 'Cause too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring. Men are only grown-up boys, pretty ladies are their toys. Here today, tomorrow they're in search of other joys. It is nice to have a few all go loco over you. Still, one ring to call your own is worth a half a dozen on the phone. Oh, too many rings around Rosie will never get Rosie a ring. Too many beaus when she should have one, you know, will never bring her.
Gallagher, Too Many Rings Around Rosie. The score to No No Nanette is effervescent. It feels as if Humans and Caesar wrote it with the flick of a wrist. One song they almost did. Stopping to pick up Caesar on the way to a party, Humans showed the lyricist a tune he just finished and insisted on a lyric then and there. To put him off, Caesar knocked off a dummy lyric and went to take a nap before the party. They never changed a word. Joan Morris and Robert White, Tifa 2.
I'm discontented with homes that are rented, so I have invented my own.
Darling, this place is a lover's oasis where life's weary chases are known.
Far from the cry of the city where flowers print, caress the streams, cozy to hide in.
To live side by side in.
Don't let it abide in my dreams. Picture
is tea for two, and two for tea, just me for you, and you for me alone.
Nobody near us to see us or hear us, no friends or relations on weekend vacations.
We won't have it known, dear, that we own a telephone.
And I'll awake and start to bake a sugar cake
for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family,
a boy for you, a girl for me.
Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Start to bake a sugar cake
for me to take, for all the boys to see. We will raise a family, a boy for you, a girl for me. Oh, can't you see how happy we would be?
Joan Morris and Robert White, Tea for Two. No No Nanette has a second great standard. Jimmy and Sue are raising a young ward named Nanette to be a respectable young woman. When Sue tells Nanette she can't carouse in Atlantic City, Jimmy secretly gives her some money and arranges for a chaperone to take her to a party. It's a good place to put what came to be known as a charm song. Likeable and easy, with its emotions sitting on the surface for all to see. It's the kind of song that makes you smile. Joan Morris and Robert White, accompanied by William Bolcom, I Want to Be Happy.
I'm a very ordinary man, trying to work out life's happy plan, doing unto others as I'd like to have them doing unto me. When I find a very lonely soul, to be kind becomes my only goal. I feel so much better when I tell them my philosophy. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
No one ever talked like that to me. I have never known such sympathy. Only in my dreams it really seems to me it's too good to be true. There are smiling faces everywhere. Surely I deserve my little share. I'm a lucky girl to know that I can get it all from you. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth-giving. Why can't I give some to you? When skies are gray and you say you are blue, I'll send the sun smiling through. I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too.
Joan Morris and Robert White, I Want to Be Happy. 2 days later, on Friday, September 18th, a second musical comedy opened. Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart wrote more than 24 musicals before Hart died. Dearest Enemy was their first, a frothy affair set in the American Revolution about how Mary Lindley Murray detained General Howe long enough for George Washington and his army to escape. The setting was the 18th century, but the score was pure Broadway. It had the youthful appeal that characterized Rodgers' early love songs and the wordplay that always tickled Lorenz Hart. Annalene Beechey and James Cleverton, Here in My Arms, and Frederica von Stada, By and By.
You've been very unkind to me, Betsy, since we met in Philadelphia. I've thought only of you, of our meeting in front of the old State House. I love you, little Betsy. Won't you forget for a moment that I'm an enemy?
I might try. For a moment.
Do.
I love you just for a moment.
Do you really care?
Would I be begging for kisses if I didn't?
And you'll think of me while I'm away.
I'm afraid I'll be thinking of nothing else.
I know a merry place far from intrusion. It's just the very place for your seclusion. There you can while away days as you smile away. It's not a mile away, but it's new to you. Here in my arms, it's adorable. Oh,
Adeline Beachy and James Cleverton here in my arms, and Frederica von Stade by and by. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. By the 20s, the American musical comedy had taken over Broadway and London's West End. But the decade also saw the last great flowering of American operetta, mainly by Europeans who had become American. On Monday, September 21st, Rudolf Schrimmel and Brian Hooker's Vagabond King opened on Broadway. Very little about the story was American. The wooing of Louis XI's cousin by the 15th-century poet François Villon, but it had the lush romantic melodies operetta audiences loved. From The Vagabond King, Mimi Benzel and Alfred Drake, Only a Rose. Mimi Benzel and Alfred Drake, Only a Rose. One night later, another major musical comedy opened. With Sonny, Jerome Kern collaborated with Oscar Hammerstein for the first time. It's one of those Cinderella shows so popular in the 20s. This time, a young circus star named Sonny falls for a rich playboy, and all ends happily, despite Hammerstein's trouble in deciding which of two suitors would eventually marry Sonny. Jack Buchanan and Essie Randolph sing Let's Say Goodnight Till It's Morning, and Buchanan and Bonnie Hale follow with When We Get Our Divorce.
Why did you let me grow so used to you?
It's hard to break away, my arms to take away. How can't you make a way to follow too?
I'd simply gloat if that old virtue sail without you, dear. Why don't you stay right here and leave it flat?
I'm going to stay until I hear the whistle blow, and then I'll have to go lickety-skat.
I've got a better suggestion than that.
What's that?
Let's say goodnight till it's morning somehow. I hate you to go.
Although the hour is late, you make it easy to wait. Shadows are silently warning me to roam. So let's say goodnight till it's morning, and then we won't have to go home.
Let's say goodnight till it's morning somehow. I hate you to go.
Although the hour is late, you make it easy to wait. Shadows are silently warning me to roam.
So
till it's morning, and then we won't have to go home. What about a little dance now?
Oh, I don't mind.
What do you mean you don't mind? Don't be so enthusiastic. There.
What do you mean I missed a beat, Jack? You did.
Did I really? Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll let that go.
Oh, weenie.
Thank you. district court. What a happy young pair we will be. You can go your way, I can go my way.
It will be heaven to me.
I will buy you a cute little bungalow, but I'll never go near it, of course.
And if you are friends, there's an extra guest.
And perhaps I'll get clubby with your second hubby and tell him about our divorce.
Jack Buchanan and Essie Randolph, Let's Say Goodnight Till It's Morning. And Buchanan and Bonnie Hale, When We Get Our Divorce. There are the few shows that open during that single week, but they're not the whole story. Within a couple of weeks, two more shows open to reassert the mix of musical comedy and operetta that defined musical theater at the time, and also confirm the growing importance of music by George Gershwin. As the year ended, he returned to Broadway with, of all things, an operetta. It matters mainly because Gershwin wrote it. But in that same week, he and Ira opened the musical comedy Tiptoes. Its Cinderella plot told the story of a young vaudevillian whose uncle tries to marry her off to a millionaire. The score included such fine songs as These Charming People and That Certain Feeling.
For 10 cents, I'd knock your block off.
Yeah, and 10 cents would look like a big purse to a piker like you.
Is that so? I'm no more of a piker than you are.
Yeah? Well, look here. You've been riding me all evening.
I haven't been riding you.
Please, remember. We are Van Rensselaers. That is not the way society folk comport themselves when they disagree.
No?
No! You guys should know that.
You're right, Roberta. These old family feuds should be forgotten. Uncle Percival, from now on, I'm going to be as friendly to you as a male hornet.
We must make it our ambition to live up to our position as we take our places in society.
When those million-dollar blokes pass, I will never make a folks pass. I will show them I am full of pedigree.
And the lady isn't born yet. Who can beat me at a lorgnette when I'm honoring the Oprah at the Met?
So if you're not social winners, don't invite us to your dinners. We must warn you, we'll be awful hard to get.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits these charming people, very debonair, full of savoir-faire.
I hear that Mrs. Who's, it's created quite a stir. She built a little love nest for her and her chauffeur.
Ooh, if these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
Please recall if you've forgotten that my father was in cotton and my family is truly FFV.
Merely social climbing varmints, ours was made in undergarments, so you see before you one who's BVD.
If that's a pedigree, enjoy it. My old man came from Detroit, so I'll have you know that I am FOB.
In our veins there runs the true blood. When we mingle with the blue blood, the 400 will become 403.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits these charming people, very debonair, full of savoir-faire.
I hear that Mrs. You Know is riding for a fall. It seems that when her child was born, she wasn't there at all.
If these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
Thank you.
seem so charmed to have you at my little musical evening, Lord Canvas Bottom. Have you met Professor Pierre de Couchon?
Charmed, I'm sure.
Likewise, I'm also sure.
You know, I'm all wrapped up in art.
How interesting. Art who?
Yes, I just bought 2 whistlers.
Male and female, I presume.
Don't you just adore music?
No, I wallow in it.
Do you know I played on the euphonium when I was only 5?
Did you really? I played on the linoleum when I was only 2.
We'll be like these charming people, putting on the Ritz, acting as befits. These charming people, very debonair, full of savoir faire.
It's nice of Mr. Blank Blank to lead a moral life. He's keeping 3 apartments, and 1 is for his wife.
Oh,
if these people can be charming, then we can be charming too.
You're regular, you are. I can always tell. I get hunches about people when I meet them.
Do you?
Sure.
Well, so do I. I had a hunch I liked you the moment...
The moment you met me?
No, the moment you kissed me.
Knew it from the start, love would play a part. Felt that feeling come a-stealing in my lonesome heart.
It would be ideal if that's the way you feel. But tell me, is it really real?
You gave me that certain feeling. First time I met you, I hit the ceiling. I could not forget you. You were completely sweet. Oh, what could I do? I wanted phrases to sing your praises. That certain feeling, the one that they all love. No use concealing, I've got what they call love. Now we're together, let's find out whether you're feeling that feeling too.
I have symptoms too, just the same as you. When they centered, when they entered in my heart, I knew. Brighter is the day since you've come my way. Believe it when you hear me say, you gave me that certain feeling the first time I met you. That certain feeling, I could not forget you. I felt it happen just as you came in view. Grew sort of dizzy, thought, gee, who is he? That certain feeling, I'm here to confess it, is so appealing, no words can express it. I cannot hide it, I must confide it. I'm feeling that feeling too.
Thank you.
Emily Lesser and Lee Wilcoff, these charming people, and Lesser and Andy Taylor, that certain feeling. Shows opened and closed, hits and flops piled up. But the following spring, another show by Rodgers and Hart helped to drive operettas from the stage and affirm the dominance of musical comedy. The songwriters were starting to write hit after hit, including this major song from a show called The Girlfriend. Shirley Ross sings Blue Room. Shirley Ross, Blue Room. That week of September 16, 1925, was remarkable in the history of the musical theater. And what came just before and after wasn't half bad either, as operetta faded and musical comedy became the major form of the American musical. It took Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma to push it aside 18 years later. Andrew Croucher is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's fascinating rhythm.
Hey, there's a little rhythm, rhythm, rhythm. The pit-a-pat's through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all day. I'll have to sneak up to it, someday I'll speak up to it. I hope it listens when I say. Fascinating rhythm, you got me on the go. Fascinating rhythm, I'm all quiver. What a mess you're making, the neighbors want to know why I'm all shaking just like a flipper. Each morning I get up with the sun, start hopping, never stopping, to find at night no work has been done. Oh, but I know that once doesn't matter, but now you're doing wrong. When you start to patter, I'm so unhappy. Won't you
take a day off, decide to run along somewhere far away off and make it snappy. Oh, how I'd long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.